Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our special night, Saturday night live on the Lightship. We'll be going there. And that'll probably happen about half past the hour here. So just stay with us and enjoy a wonderful time of healing. When you're on the Lightship, you're there physically. Just like you're physically here, you're transported out of time. Kind of like the old Star Trek, you know, beam me up, Scotty. Remember, when you're not here, you're there, and the light beings will be working with you. I have a lot of people who comment on actually seeing the light beings on the Lightship, so it's not hard to do. Once you start to see them or feel the energies, you're kind of hooked because they're so beautiful to see and have them work with you, and their love energy is just tremendous. And the Lightship is... what Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago. In his time, philosophy was Father. And this time, right now, 2,000 years later, it's called Lightship. So if you just take the Bible and take out the word Father and replace it with Lightship, you probably have a much greater understanding of what's actually happening. So to see if our co-host is here, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone, to Saturday night, and we are broadcasting. We have a question on the fast chat about what PBS station we're on, and we are actually on four different radio programs per week, and we have, in the past, always been just on station one, but we switched our Friday program, in case you tuned in last night and you were wondering. We are on station two, or Channel 2 of BBS, on Friday nights only. So the Monday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday night times have remained the same on Station 1. And for Friday night, just tune in to Station 2 at 6:55 p.m. Pacific time. So that's the only change, and that makes it easier for people in the Eastern time zones to stay with us. So we're going to have a wonderful night of healing, as Ron said, with the Lightship in a little while. And until then, if you have a question or a request, you can type that into the fast chat, and we will see if we can take that up. So over to you, Ron.
So, great. We'll do some entity releases. This is kind of how we start all the shows. And this is to get you more in your body with your spirit. This is what this show is about, is to regain your spiritual identity. This is kind of where the show is, where the spirit kind of meets the pavement down here with divine healings. So here we go. We're going to help you get these little critters out of your body. They could be in you. They could be alongside of you. And they come in just through pain and trauma because you're not home. So when you're not home, they come in and they start to inhabit us. So we want to get these out. It's just very simple to state it that way. So here we go. Work with the bottom of our feet. And we'll move all the way up to the top of our head, taking out these entities. And entities, like I have always said in the past, will take away your spirit energy from your body and prevent you from having healings. So the more entities you have, the less spiritual energy you have for your body. Remember, they need you to live on. And these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they're just hanging around here on the earth plane. They're known as ghosts to most people. And they should be released and brought back to the Earth Spirit where they belong. They're not designed or created by the Lightship. The Earth Spirit created these emotional bodies to experience love. And somehow that link got severed probably by the dark side. So the Earth Spirit does not, or maybe cannot, collect them all back to itself. Remember, it's part of its own energy system. And for it to be whole, it has to have these energies brought back to itself so it can be whole and complete. Remember, it's still created by that. And this is what happens during the ascension process for everyone, is that you have to release yourself from all of your thoughts and all of your creations here on the earth plane to get your spirit energy back to yourself. This is what the earth spirit is doing now also. So it's going to leave the earth plane. So we're now working... the middle part of our body organs now, will start to move up to our shoulders, down our arms, elbows, wrists, fingers, down to the tip of our fingers. So if you want to wiggle your hands, you can. Maybe wiggle your toes, too. You might feel things leave you. And now we're going to start to work on your neck and go all the way up to the top of our head. And they're being released now as much as we can at this small little sample session here. I do this for people. I do an hour-long session releasing entities. And that could be as many as, or little as probably 40 to as many as maybe 100 during a one-hour session. And once these entities leave you, then your life basically changes. And what happens is I'll pick up a scenario that the entity is doing, living its life through you. I'll just see a scene of what it's doing. Maybe one scene, we'll just say, could be like I see an entity doing some bungee jumping. You know, that could be one, or I see an entity in a bar having a drink. Well, all these could be real at that time, and you might have the desire to go out bungee jumping or maybe having a drink at a bar, which means that these entities are kind of leading you into that situation. And naturally, the one entity that I'm seeing, maybe only one particular part of its life, it could be bringing along with it a couple hundred or a thousand entities behind it that I'm not seeing. So when it leaves, they leave too. And all of a sudden what happens is the driving force that's behind addictions that you may have is basically gone. You may have the physical body addiction of maybe the chemicals, but the actual driving force to go out, maybe have a cigarette, have some type of whatever you're having, say a beer or alcohol or, you know, whatever it could be, is released because the entities, if they're not in you, your body is typically not going to want to have it. So what they do is force your body against your own personal free will and cause problems with you. So I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. And here we go. And just sit back and relax. The light ship is helping with this process along with your own individual spirit. And I'll count to 10 as more of you come into your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we'll do a chakra alignment. So if you want to tune into your body, we'll go to your heart center first, and you might feel the energy around your heart, this invisible energy actually move inside of you. There we go, your heart center's aligned. And now we'll go up to your throat chakra. Here we go. Wonderful, that's good. Third eye. There we go. Now we'll go back down below the heart, power chakra. And second chakra, this is around your navel. There we go. And first chakra. Good. We'll do an opening for everybody. So if you're in a quiet location and you want to have more energy flowing in your body, this can also maybe make you a little more sensitive to your surroundings. We can do this now for you. If you don't want it, then just, you know, tell your body not to do it for you. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going now down to your power chakra, solar plex area, spin, 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 open. Second chakra around your navel, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine. Your tailbone. Spin, 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 open. Great. And what we'll do now is your timing body, basically. We're going to bring you back into time. You have a consciousness with you, and this consciousness could be in thought, in mind. And wherever it is, this is where you go to and you project thoughts out. into the future and the past. So we'll first bring you back from the future and get you into the present moment. So we'll just count backwards from 10. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. This could be the words people say is, you know, be here now. And now we'll go from the past and bring you back into the present moment. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you can't be in both places at one time, depending on what thoughts you have. So next we'll do the heart to mind drop. So we have to surrender the mind, this consciousness, your thoughts, and have it go into your heart center, or unite with your spirit. And this is very important. This is what you should be doing in meditation, connecting with your own divinity. And this is where your guidance is here. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart, and we'll drop you down. And I'll do it slow at first so that you can actually feel the energy. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. We'll just put some music on and connect with your own divinity, your spirit and your heart center, and ask your spirit to talk to you. Sylvia, are you there, our co-host?
I'm here. So we have quite a number of things on the fast tap being brought up or discussed. One very fun thing from Pranav saying that he has a family of deer in his yard waiting for the white shift healing. So that's pretty neat. You know, it's interesting that people have noticed that sometimes that either their pets come around, especially when the radio program is about to start, and other people have had wild animals or rabbits or things show up in their yard. And when we do go up to the light ship later, you can take your pets with you, or some people take up, you know, their flowers or plants as well. So it's kind of fun that way. So let's see. We have a request from Jim for a heart center clearing. Can we do something like that tonight, Ron?
Yeah, let's see what that would entail here. Guess he's probably talking about having negative effects in the heart. Normally, heart energy is relationship problems. So we'll do a clearing here. We'll go back to the last 5 days and see if we can take out some of those problems. Could be emotional traumas from people. It might even be psychic attack energy. Could be knives and daggers. We get all types of things here from the mind. Remember, the mind's very powerful and can actually kill us if somebody projects enough energy onto someone. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And if anybody has any of those knives or daggers or maybe something in their heart center, this could also be from Parallel Lives brought to you along with past lives. We'll start to take those out of you. So just sit back and relax here if you can. And you may start to feel things leave your heart area. There we go. There's some stuff coming out right now. And more stuff coming out. And again, I do personal one-on-one clearings with people. And the clearings are an hour in length here. There we go. Some more is coming out. It's a little more difficult just to focus on, you know, one area of the heart because there's a lot of issues that can happen. You can have problems from the mind projecting energy into the heart, the emotional body, naturally, the feeling body. There's all different types of ways, plus, you know, I do spells and curses and stuff off of people, too, so there's quite a bit there. Yeah, but we're just working on some of the more easier ones to release here from you. There we go. Some more is coming out. There we go. Okay. Let's see if you feel better, people listening here. So if you want to comment on the fast chat, go ahead here. And hopefully you're going to feel better. We're going to bring more of your spirit energy into your heart center right now. So I'll count to 10 to command your spirit into your heart. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, maybe we can talk for just a minute about the importance of always, every time energies are released, like what you did just a minute ago when you released things from people's heart centers, the importance of bringing the spirit energy back to that area.
Yes, that's very important. All the healings that I do is normally done automatically. But this time I did it in the manual mode so you can get an idea or understand why it's so important, because it is very important. You can never leave a void. So just by releasing something doesn't mean that you're completely fixed. You want to have your spirit come into those areas because it's responsible to hold that space of divinity with inside of you. And remember, if you're not home, who is? So if you're not in your elbow, then what's in your elbow, you know, or what's in your heart, or what's in your fingernail? You say you have to have your spirit unite with your complete body structure in order to have healing take place. So, for instance, if you somehow, we'll say, slammed your finger in the car door and naturally your spirit left because of the pain, it could have left your whole body or just where the physical pain was in your finger. And maybe after an hour, your finger starts to feel better. Well, have you called back your spirit to your body there for healing? Most people won't even have that clue because they're unconscious, which most of us are typically because we're ignorant of spiritual law and what we have to do. So always, call back, return your spirit to those areas for healing. If you call it back too soon, it won't go in because of the trauma. But at some point, and if you ask your spirit and your heart, when's a good time, it will tell you. And then have it come in and start to heal your finger. So, it's all up to you on how you choose to run your life. And typically it should be from your heart and ask for guidance from your own spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that's really interesting that you mentioned that about, having your spirit come in and heal the body. And I think it was a week or two ago on the program you talked about then when you need to heal your spirit, like if it has picked up any of that trauma from the body. And maybe we could talk about that a little bit, about having part of your spirit heal the other part.
Yes, so there's always a part of you that's in wholeness. It could only be maybe as little as 1%, but it knows how to heal the rest of it that's with you. So you always want to have the part of you that knows that's in spiritual integrity to heal the rest of you. Remember, your spirit normally does not want to come back after a trauma, the fragments of who you are. And this is why typically people have glossed over eyes, because it's so hard to live down here on this prison planet that people just start to leave, and the spirit doesn't really want to be here to experience life with all the obstacles that occur here and the mind control, because it really wants to be here to express creativity from the divine, and everything else is sort of preventing that. You know, you can go to your head and say that it's not happening here, but, it definitely is. That's why we have our natal chart with our mind control energies there. But there are people out there who, don't believe in that. So, it's like not believing in trucks. Go out blindfolded on the freeway and see if one hits you, It's going to exist regardless, and it does happen here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a question on the fast chat, which is, why would a soul choose a body, to take a body that has a terminal illness or some type of problem like that?
Typically, it probably chose it, hopefully that it would be old enough before the illness kicked in, okay, so that you're more conscious, but it's there to heal the body. Remember, the spirit carries the information on how to do the healings, and it's up to the person, the ego, we'll say, to ask the spirit for help for healings. So naturally, if you see somebody who's, say, 40 years of age and they're in the hospital dying of maybe cancer or something, it's probably because maybe they didn't catch the clues, or maybe everything got hit upon them at one time. It's really kind of hard to say, but the spirit is there to help with this process. And since the body is born, every body at some point in time, may not live too long. So basically, if we were in good shape with our spiritual energies, we could live a lot longer than we do. So, whether someone dies at 30 or they die at 150, it's still, the spirit is involved there, and it's there to help have the body to live longer. And it's how much you release out of yourself, how much baggage you have, and that's, kind of the way it looks here is, the more stuff you have, the sooner you're going to be dying. That's basically, so as far as illnesses, that's how I'd answer that question. So why did the spirit come in? Well, the body needs a spirit. Remember, your parents conceived you, or someone got conceived, and so that requires a spirit to live here. And at that point, one came in to help the body in its healing process. So hopefully that answered your question.
Now, sometime in the past, I think you've talked about people that have had different soul contracts to have some type of problem happen with their body. Is that possibly another reason why someone might choose to be born, with some type of problem, or, born into a country where, children are starving or some issue like that?
Well, the soul contracts down here are all dark side contracts, typically. And so, yeah, that could be part of it, because your spirit doesn't know enough about the light, and it's here to help heal the body, naturally. That's his first thing, is to heal the body. And so it's here to do that aspect. As far as being set up on a soul contract, to come into a body. Yes, there is that type of situation because, like I said, every life form here needs to have that divine spark in it. And so it does choose to come into the body. But basically, you know, hopefully all the bodies here would have already went through their program process for ascension right now where we're living. Remember, that we should have been working on ourselves, you know, 1,500 years ago to now so that the ascension time would be just like, you know, a turnkey operation. You would know a little bit about it. That's all you'd need to know, and that's it. And then you do the ascension process. Except we've been not given that information in this last 2,000-year cycles. It wasn't brought down here from our space brothers. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a request to activate the light being and bring in a divine energy through the light being. So that's always a wonderful experience. If you're new to the program, you can go to the Creation Lightship page, and you'll see on a little bit down, as you scroll down, you'll see a beautiful picture of a light being, and you can watch the energy come in as the light being is activated. And then we can have healing energies coming right through our monitor screens as we watch that energy. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's bring in some male energies this time. We normally always bring in females, but we'll bring in some males. And here they come. And the difference is the males are a little more electric, and they seem to be a little stronger as far as the way you're going to perceive them. A little more intense, I guess. That's not necessarily stronger, but a little bit more intense. So here they come. I'll count to 10. They'll be fully activated in the picture here, and you may just watch it change as I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. They are here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, maybe we can put some music on and let people sit with this energy. Remember to connect to this energy through your heart center. It's not a mental process. And you can request whatever healing you'd like to request and guidance as well.
Okay, here we go. You might feel, if you have fillings in your mouth, you might feel your saliva changing, much like having a piece of metal in your mouth like tinfoil. Sylvia, back to you again.
Well, we have a request from Kyle. He's asking if Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron want to join the males in coming through.
Yeah, we'll have them come in here. So again, here they come. We'll put the same song on again. It's pretty relaxing. So here we go. And three M&Ms are coming. M&M. Never open your heart. You won't feel them in your mind. They don't work with mind energy. That's the dark side. They only work with love in your heart center. If you wish to bring up the picture of Jesus, we'll say on the bottom, underneath the fast chat, location there. There's three pictures there. Pick the one that looks like Jesus. And we'll activate this picture right now and bring Jesus into your living room also, or bedroom. There you go, being activated right now also. Feeling better too because the entities have left you. They will not hang out when the energies come in because they're so strong. This is the way your own spirit should be also. Hail and love wafts in. Contact is all it takes. This is what we're doing right now for all of you. The connection to yourself and the divine. Notice there's no belief in these healings and these energies coming in. You don't have to believe. They're already here. And belief is not a prerequisite for healing. So the whole thing is having your heart and your spirit get connected. And when you do that connection inside of yourself, that's when, you know, your miracles happen, when you can bring more of you into your body. So, we could probably go to the light ship in about 5 minutes, I guess. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
You know, when those divine beings come in like that, it also seems like time just kind of stops. Can you talk about that? Do they automatically kind of bring you into the present moment when you connect that way through your heart center?
Yes, when you are connected to your heart, time does stop because, remember, the light is not in time. Remember, the mind is in time, and the mind being in time puts us into the future and the past, and the light only works in the now. So this is what you kind of need to remember and why your horoscope is from the dark side, your natal chart and your astrological chart, your palm energy, looking at, you know, as a palm reader would see your hand and tell you what you're going to be doing, etc. These are all energies that the dark side has given you that you're following. So you're basically tattooed with it on your hand, you know. And just know that you want to be in the present moment to connect so that you're out of those energies. This is why time goes by so fast or actually stops when you're in the flow of divine energy. When you're not in that flow, then you're in time, and sometimes if you notice, days drag on forever, and sometimes they go by quicker than others. But when you are in the present moment, that's where creativity is with you 100%, and then you're connected to your spirit. Back to you, Sylvia.
You know, it seems like when you are in the present moment, too, even if you're facing difficult situations in life or have situations going on, why is it that in the present moment, when you're really there, everything seems to be fine?
It's because there's no judgment with the divine energy. They don't judge anything, and you're out of judgment. So you can also get great guidance in that present moment because you're not being distracted by other events around you and your past thoughts. Remember, what you are and who you are is all of your emotional baggage that's in front of you on the plate that you're eating off of. And so if you look at it that way, each day you have a meal, you're eating your past judgments over and over again, and this is what you're experiencing is the past. So this is why you want to have one of my clearings, which is the emotional clearing, so that you're able to be more in the present moment and drop all of your energies. And, you know, within 1 hour, you're done. It's a complete healing of basically your traumas of this lifetime. So you owe it to yourself to gift yourself this so you can connect to your spirit. Back to you, Sylvia.
Another thing that it seems like happens when you're in the now and you're in that divine flow is that anything that you do need to take care of in life, it seems like you have your true guidance and power with you, and you just take care of it, and it's not a dramatic event.
Yes, that's a good way of stating that, yeah. So we'll do one more clearing before we go to the light ship here. We'll do a parallel life clearing and a planetary. So here we go. We'll do this real fast here. So parallel life clearing will take away 10 lifetimes from you. There's thousands of them, and these are 10. So here we go. number one release, two release, three release, four release, five release, six release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 release. And this is bringing your spirit more into your body instead of having it out in the universe of the dark side. The dark side universe is doing things to artificial intelligent bodies, clone bodies. The planetary energy is for physical body cording. And these cordings can take away your physical body's energy and give you illnesses. So here we go. Planetary clearing. And again, there's thousands of these also. So, number one cleared, two cleared, three cleared, four cleared, five cleared, six cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. Okay, so hopefully you're all feeling better. We'll go to the light ship now. And if you're new to the program, don't be afraid. You're going to be on the light ship when you're not here. Your vibration, you're being turned off and on continuously, and you'll still be here and you're with your clothes on, or unless you're in the bathtub having a bath, you'll be in the bathtub too. So here we go. And they will give you clothes to wear when you go to the light ship. So here we go. We're going up together. If you have an animal or pet you want to bring up or some flowers, etc., think of them right now. We're going up and we're there. They're doing a body scan on us. The same procedure I do Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour for only $20. So if you're interested in divine healing, this is it. And now we're going into the orientation room where the doctors are talking with you. Remember, this is all free choice, free will on your part as far as what you want to have done to yourself. And your healings take effect as to how much baggage you have released down here out of your body. And now we're going into the first room. This is where they're going to help us to release pain out of our body. This is a pain release room. Many, many modalities are in there. You're walking around physically and they're working with you. And you're selecting what type of healing you'd like to have. And the length of time depends on you also on the light ship. Your healings are between you and the doctors on the light ship. And now we're going into another room. They're going to be working with our teeth and our gums, working with our sinuses. They're also working with head-related situations. It could be eyes and ears. You could have a sunburn, whatever, just to request healing. Now you're in many rooms at one time. And the next room we're going into is a room to help cleanse your auric field. This also helps the body. And, you know, this is why you take a shower, basically. This is why you feel better after taking a shower, because your energy field around you is cleansed and cleared. We're on the light ship now. We're going into the room where they have the large amethyst shield. And adjacent to that, and the shield, all these individual little crystals are going to do healings with you, so you want to request your healing. Outside of this is the waterfall of the amethyst water as it runs through the crystal shield, and you're outside having the water just go around you, caress you, and it's just very, very nice. And we're going into another location. And this room is where the dolphins are. Everybody loves the dolphins. And the water that they're swimming in is the silver water, sparkles like diamonds. It's very much like the water in Lourdes, France, where when it touches your skin, it just kind of evaporates. We also do special skin water on my one-hour conference calls, too, for $20, if you're interested in that. So here we go. We're in this room now in Lourdes, France. We'll have St. Bernadette come down to us here. Here she comes, coming in. And you may feel a presence of this divine being coming into your room right now. And we'll also bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And she's coming in. And here's the dolphins. I'd like you to put your hand out in front of you, about a foot in front of your body, with maybe your palm or palms facing forward, and kind of move your hands up and down, back and forth, maybe a circular motion. And you will start, if you have senses in the palm of your hands, you can actually sense the energy from the dolphins here. And the energy will be how their skin feels on the light ship. So again, just sample here. And I have a lot of people emailing me saying that when they have done this, their hair on their arms stand up on end because they know that something is happening. And this is a good indication if that happens to you. There we go. It's very, very beautiful. We'll go into one other location here. And we'll go into the room where they'll start to work with our kidneys and our bladder. So again, if you have any concerns, request healing. And I'll let you now request your own particular healing, whatever that would be for you. And I'll just put some music on for the next couple of minutes and just express a healing that you'd like to have. And the light beings will help you with this as much as they can do. Another location, and this location is where they have the beautiful flowers, and you're going to experience flowers here. There's also some deer and large bumblebees and butterflies, so this is a very nice location to be in. So again, request your healing. And you can have some of the nectar and the honey from the flowers. They're across the room, so we're walking there right now. So we'll just see how many of you out there can actually taste the honey. They're now placing the honey on our index finger. It's a little drop. And we're putting that into our mouth. We're kind of like being like a little child of, like, you know, 6 years of age. And it's going into our mouth now. We're kind of sucking on our finger. And just see if your saliva changes. And if you want some more, you know, just ask for that right now, and they'll give you more. And I'll let you have this wonderful experience here in this room of the beautiful flowers. And you might even have the smell come into your room, too. So here we go. See you back in about a minute or so. Thank you. to another room. This is where the light beings get charged up with love energy. So again, just sit back and relax, and here comes this beautiful love energy in this particular room that they go into for healing. Pure divine love energy. Back now from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room. Like I said earlier, all the healings are between you and the light beams. And now we're going into the transporter room where they're taking you back down here. And you're here now. So if you had a wonderful experience with these light beams and the healings. Next weekend, which will be the 11th through, I believe, 13th, I'll have the light chamber here in Mount Shasta at the College of the Six Q's. So if you wish to come into it, just give me a call or give me an email and I can give you directions. And anything left over, Sylvia? Time's kind of running out here. We're wanting to run overtime.
Well, I think that's it for tonight. We'll be on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Hope you all have had a wonderful healing tonight and enjoy these beautiful divine energies that are with you, and stay heart-centered. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Blessings to everyone.
Okay, and blessings to all of you, and see you on our next show, which is Monday.
Hey, good night, everyone.
Good night.